We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Binadvenit, nature-loving viewers. Binadvenit means welcome in Romanian, a language spoken by about 24 million people in Romania, Moldova, and Ukraine. It's a pleasure to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Aster 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, channel 835. In Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. In Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. In the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. In Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, Asiasat 5 and Asiasat 3S. In North America, Galaxy 19. In Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 74 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
Now joining us is Brazil and Costa Rica with the following new additions. In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 19 on TV Costa Verde. And in Costa Rica, in Teleran, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de la San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal de Lago, S.A.A. We also have a new addition in the Dominican Republic. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hodetel.
In Cameroon, Channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40 in Limbe and Environ on CiatSat. Channel 56 in Douala on Vision Cable TV. Channel 57 in Buea on Medium Network Service or MNS. And Channel 23 in Cumba on Ciat Cumba.
In Bogota, Colombia. In Bellavista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estadita, Ciudad Onda, and Bosque Popular, Channel 16 on Parabólica Bellavista. In Villamayor, in Eladaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villamayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativa, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia. Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company, in Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, in Arba Rizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Telelunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy 1, 2, and 3, Paraiso, Casablanca 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. And in Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia.
In the Dominican Republic, Interio El Rio in Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. And in Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. And in Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arco Iris.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Visión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Visión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Orqueta, Channel 32 on Dalmoa SA. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguasu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguasu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on multimedia on demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV, and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guoshen Cable TV. And in Puozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 in Douliu Township on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 in Yuncheng Township on Beigang Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Kha Tengger Cable TV. On Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Supaktar, Saling Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Kha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47, Orange Cable Company's Channel 65, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzarh, in Kanu District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV. In Khutur, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gun Narin. In Andarkhan City, in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sunbird Company. And in Sunshine City in Tonokop Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelm Tell, and in Hamburg on Willy Tell, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcasts, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the United Arab Emirates welcomes Me and My Family summer program. In invention news, Malaysian high school students create an affordable flood alarm. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, July 18th, is the first celebration of the Nelson Mandela International Day declared by the United Nations in 2009. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said, "Nelson Mandela is a living embodiment of the highest values of the United Nations." This auspicious occasion commemorates the birthday of the much-esteemed former President of South Africa, Mr. Nelson Rolihlahla Mandela. Born in 1918 in Transkei, Mr. Mandela is an internationally renowned statesman and an advocate for human rights, democracy, and development. To promote his beliefs, he established the Nelson Mandela Foundation, the Nelson Mandela Children's Fund, and the Mandela Rose Foundation, which helps to build outstanding leadership in Africa. He also founded the 4664 campaign to bring about an AIDS-free world. Among his many honors, Mr. Mandela received the Nobel Peace Prize in 1993 for his courageous dedication and extraordinary work. Our heartfelt gratitude, Mr. Nelson Mandela, for all of your devoted efforts toward a harmonious and loving planet. We respectfully wish you a joyous birthday with all God's blessings.
Fly-in news. Fatal flood sweep eastern Sudan. 10 days of torrential rains resulted in major flooding in Sudan's Red Sea state, leaving 33 people perished and many still missing. Villages near Tokar, 150 kilometers from Port Sudan, bore the brunt of the disasters. Police Chief Ali Sukar of Agige District said that although state services were rendering assistance and searching for the missing, additional aid would be appreciated.
Upon hearing of the calamitous situation, Supreme Master Qinghai conveyed her sincere sympathies and prayers, requesting that our nearby association members please go, if possible, to offer help. She added that necessary funds are available, and that a donation could be sent through the Red Cross or another organization if our association members cannot go.
Our gratefulness, officials and personnel, for your helpful endeavors, as we also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her caring support. With our prayers for the stability of people of Sudan, may such devastating conditions be minimized as our increased benevolence helps restore planetary balance.
Damaging typhoon touches down in China. On Friday, July 16, Typhoon Kansan hit the southern Chinese island of Hainan, following its vast destruction in the Philippines earlier in the week. At the southern edge of Hainan Island, high-speed winds took down trees and billboards. As two people lost their lives to the storm, flood control officials stated that 68 towns and villages were affected, with more than 500 houses destroyed. By Saturday, workers had begun repairing damaged structures and draining the streets of water. As airports also reopened, the storm turned toward Alak, or Vietnam, where 23 provinces had been placed on alert, with some 200,000 people evacuated for safety and thousands of troops deployed to assist with any necessary relief efforts. We thank the Chinese personnel and Alakese or Vietnamese officials for their concerned efforts to aid the storm affected. We are saddened to know of the lives lost and pray for humanity's increased kindness towards all beings to minimize such disruptive events as these.
Earthquakes jolt China, Indonesia, the US, and Greece. Starting Wednesday night, July 14th, a total of 45 tremors rattled the Chinese county of Chiang Wei in Sichuan province, with many being felt by residents. In Indonesia, a 5.0 magnitude quake on Friday morning hit 40 kilometers southeast of Melongguane in North Sulawesi. In the US, a rare 3.6 magnitude earthquake rattled the Washington, D.C. area and was felt as far away as Pennsylvania and West Virginia, while in the Greek islands, Kos and Astapilea felt tremors from a 5.1 tembler as it struck in the sea southwest of Kos. Fortunately, none of the events generated significant damage or injuries. Our gratitude for the safety of the people in the quake-shaken areas, and we pray that such disturbances may soon be a thing of the past, through humanity's more considerate regard of all beings on Earth.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Billionaire Paul Allen pledges legacy to charity. Co-founder of the US software company Microsoft and currently among the wealthiest men in the world, Mr. Paul Allen announced on Thursday, July 15, that over half of his $13.5 billion US dollar fortune would be donated to humanitarian and other helping endeavors. The already generous philanthropist, who donated $85 million US dollars to charities last year, announced an immediate donation of $3.9 million US dollars in grants to non-profit organizations. Our thanks, Mr. Allen, and Providence bless your kind-hearted actions, now and for future generations. May many others be inspired by such a noble and giving spirit as yours.
For his ongoing altruistic contributions to the world, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring Mr. Allen with the Shining World Compassion Award.
E-Justice website helps European Union citizens with legal matters. The European Union has launched a new internet portal, e-justice, at ejustice.europa.eu as a convenient way to access legal resources across the organization. With over 10 million European Union citizens involved in cross-border legal proceedings each year, the portal provides answers to questions in 22 national languages. Services include how to find a lawyer, information on individual rights, and how to ensure that individual rights are met. Witnesses can provide testimony via video conference, and people can seek recourse in ensuring debts are paid across borders. The portal also provides information for the legal profession, including legal databases. Bravo, European Union, for this valued tool in enhancing smooth interactions for citizens in all member states. May your efforts benefit people across the region and the globe.
OLAC, or Vietnam, and China implements border accords. On Wednesday, July 14, three bilateral agreements signed in November 2009 between OLAC and China became effective, resulting in a diplomatic conclusion of nearly four decades of border-related issues.
With both sides having resolved to secure peaceful, friendly, stable, long-term development, approximately 2,000 markers have been constructed along the 1,500-kilometer shared border between the mountainous province of Hanyang in OLAC and the southern province of Yunnan in China. OLAC's or Vietnamese Deputy Foreign Minister Ho Sung Sung said, "These agreements are essential for the maintenance of peace and friendship to build on our common border."
Our respectful congratulations, OLAC and China, for your peaceful resolution and new partnership. May your cooperative endeavors grace the people of your nations with harmony and shared happiness.
French actor remembered, Bernard Giraudot, who is also a film director, producer, and writer, passed away at age 63 on Saturday, July 17. As an actor, he achieved success through his roles in a number of popular films and was recognized with many honors, including the first award for classical and modern comedy from the Paris Conservatoire and five nominations for France's National Film Award, the César. Mr. Giraudot also lent his fame to causes about which he cared deeply, such as cancer prevention and a United Nations decade-long initiative to promote a culture of peace for the world's children. News of his passing brought an outpouring of tributes from dignitaries including French President Nicolas Sarkozy, Prime Minister François Fillon, as well as Minister of Culture and Communications Frédéric Mitterrand, who said with Bernard Giraudot, "Gone prematurely is a great actor, one who by his personality, strength, his expression, and his voice is ever in our memory. We extend our heartfelt condolences to the family and friends of Bernard Giraudot. May his soul rest serenely in heaven's everlasting comfort and love." More smoking bans in place worldwide. Increasingly, leaders and lawmakers across the globe are passing measures to safeguard from the harmful effect of smoking. As the first in Germany to do so, Bavaria State is prohibiting smoking in all establishments that serve food and drink, including its famed Oktoberfest, which attracts millions of visitors. In China, the Ministry of Education and Health has issued new regulations banning teachers from smoking in front of elementary and secondary school students, with all advertising of cigarettes banned and student orientation programs required to include information about the benefits of smoke-free lifestyles.
The U.S. Navy is also implementing a ban on cigarettes, cigars, and pipes for crews aboard all undersea operations by the end of 2010. This measure, passed by the U.S. Pentagon and Department of Veteran Affairs, seeks to protect the health of sailors from lung disease, with help that is also being offered through programs to quit. Meanwhile, a law recently passed in the United States bans the terms light, mild, or low to describe cigarettes to avoid the misleading perception that they are safer or less harmful. And another new regulation bans tobacco company sponsorship of athletic, musical, or cultural events.
Bravo, Bavaria, China, and United States for your efforts to shield children and adults alike from tobacco's harmful effects. May people everywhere enjoy the benefits of fresh air in all aspects of their lives.
Study reveals that tobacco negatively affects DNA. Researchers at the US-based Southwest Foundation for Biomedical Research found that cigarette smoke exposure changes gene expression or the way that genetic information is converted into cell structure and function. The study, which is the largest of its kind ever conducted, evaluated 1,240 people and identified 323 genes that were negatively impacted by tobacco smoke. Lead author, Dr. Jacques Charlesworth, said, "Our results indicate that not only individual genes, but entire networks of gene interaction are influenced by cigarette smoking. Never before has such a clear link between smoking and transcriptomics been revealed, and the scale at which exposure to cigarette smoke appears to influence the expression levels of our genes is sobering. Thank you, Dr. Charlesworth and team, for this comprehensive study showing clearly how tobacco adversely impacts health. We pray that more and more people protect themselves from disease by choosing a smoke-free lifestyle.
Some of the tragic tolls of tobacco. 5.4 million smoking-related deaths per year worldwide. Cost of smoking-related illnesses, $96 billion in the United States alone. Depression, light and mild cigarettes, just as harmful. Causes cancer and diseases in animal companions. Speeds the aging process. Toxic residues of third-hand smoke. Heart disease, coronary thrombosis, cerebral thrombosis, and kidney failure. Cancer, mouth, liver, breast and colorectal cancer, lung cancer, esophagus cancer, kidney cancer, bladder cancer, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, emphysema, bronchitis, stroke, impotence, additional harms for secondhand smoking, childhood arteriosclerosis leading to heart attacks and strokes in adulthood, sudden infant death syndrome, infertility, miscarriages and premature deliveries, childhood asthma, bronchitis, ear infection, cleft lip or palate, hyperactivity and aggression in asthmatic boys, circulatory problems in women, plus more. For more information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers. For help quitting, please visit
Bus driver makes special stop to alert residents to fire. While en route to his first scheduled stop of the morning, bus driver Richard Lucas of New York, USA, spotted smoke coming from a house. He immediately halted the bus and ran to notify the residents by pounding on the door and shouting for them to leave. Once all 10 people were safely out of the building, he returned to his bus route to make sure all his passengers were on time for work. The two families who lived in the house are hailing him as a hero for saving their lives, with resident Juan Horta saying that he had awakened to someone yelling in the house but had no idea who it was, and then his wife screaming urgently to leave the house.
In spite of many requests, Mr. Lucas has refused interviews, stating he is not a hero. Niagara Frontier Transportation Authority spokesperson C. Douglas Hartmeyer stated he did what he did because it was the right thing to do. Then he got back on the bus and continued his run. We're very proud of him.
We join in an admiring salute, Mr. Lucas, and are touched by your humble actions, wishing you and the thankful residents who are safely alive today many cherished moments in the loving company of family and friends.
Save our planet. Whale experts warn of dire future for the species. A report presented at the recent International Whaling Commission's annual meeting revealed the presence of alarmingly high levels of toxic and heavy metals in sperm whales. These findings were the result of a 5-year study by US-based research and conservation group Ocean Alliance, in which scientists analyzed tissue samples obtained without harming the whales that are found across the Earth's oceans, including in very remote areas. They found that the whale's skin tissue contained levels of the toxic metals cadmium, aluminium, chromium, lead, silver, mercury, and titanium that together were the highest ever found in marine mammals.
The researchers warned that the health of both marine life and the humans consuming seafood could be at risk, particularly as the whale's internal organs are likely much more contaminated. Moreover, the location of the contaminants in the tissue indicated that they were picked up while the whales were in polar regions, suggesting that the harmful metals have spread far from where they were emitted. Of even greater concern is the fact that as mother whales pass the toxins on to babies, the situation becomes devastating for future generations. American biologist and Ocean Alliance founder Dr. Roger Payne stated, "The entire ocean life is just loaded with a series of contaminants, most of which have been released by human beings. I don't see any future for whale species except extinction. This is not on anybody's radar, no government's radar anywhere, and I think it should be."
Dr. Payne and Ocean Alliance associates, we are grateful for your work, despite our deep sadness to know of the tragic perils facing the whales. Let us strive to protect the survival of our precious marine co-inhabitants by quickly adopting more conscientious lifestyles in harmony with the environment and all beings on our planet.
During an April 2009 video conference in South Korea, Supreme Master Ching Hai, as on frequent occasions, reminded of the vital need to be better stewards of our ecosphere to safeguard the welfare of all life on Earth.
We should all remember that we share this planetary abode, the water, the air, the resources, the food, all of nature. We share only. We should not be possessive of nature. So the best thing we can do for all the animals is to stop causing suffering to them, stop killing them, stop eating them, stop damaging all our habitats, stop damaging our environment. Be veg, go green, and save their planet too, the planet of the animals. It restores the balance of our ocean and forest and preserves our finished natural resources. This is truly the best way to restore our environment and ensure the highest degree of peace. Such a simple solution. Be in veg, that's it.
Save Our Planet, United Nations Environmental Programme, or UNEP, Executive Director Achim Steiner states that sustainable energy development in 2009 was not adversely affected by the global economic slowdown, with both Europe and the United States expanding their green energy sectors instead.
Save Our Planet, an annual report made by almost 100 scientists from 40 leading UK organizations shows that accelerated climate change is creating instabilities in regional sea environments, threatening cold water fish species and decreasing the number of new seabirds born each year.
Save Our Planet, the report, World Atlas of Mangroves, commissioned by the UN Environment Programme and the Nature Conservancy, states that these coastal trees that protect from storms are being destroyed at a rate 4 times faster than other forests, with one-fifth lost since 1980.
Save Our Planet. The UK government launches an interactive online climate map, which illustrates through the use of the virtual globe program, Google Earth, the destructive effects of global warming in different parts of the world if greenhouse gases and temperatures continue to rise.
Hello, it's me, Trumpet the Elephant, and I live a compassionate lifestyle with a vegan diet. I would like to share a caring tip for our animal companions from Supreme Master Ching Hai. When the weather gets too hot, keep pets indoors and give lots of cold water from the fridge, with ice cubes if possible. Thank you so much, Supreme Master Ching Hai, for this cool advice. And thanks, loyal viewers, for tuning in. Thank you for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now the weather around our beautiful globe.
In the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association news from Mongolia, Supreme Master Ching Hai sends her gratitude to Mongolian television. Directors of the 19 cable television stations and providers in Mongolia that broadcast Supreme Master Television were recipients of a framed letter of appreciation from Supreme Master Ching Hai. In addition, they were presented with several of Supreme Master Ching Hai's DVDs, CDs and books, including the number one international bestsellers, The Birds in My Life and The Noble Wilds. Television directors and representatives from Ulaanbaatar took part in a celebration banquet at the Loving Hut restaurant in the capital city. The special guests were also offered a standing invitation to complimentary vegan dining at Loving Hut anytime. Loving Hut is an international chain of restaurants encouraged by Supreme Master Ching Hai to offer delectable and affordable vegan fare to the growing number of people choosing the compassionate lifestyle. The honorees discussed their station's success and viewers' satisfaction since the inclusion of Supreme Master Television.
Зүйл сугыг хүргэж болохгүй гэсэн үндсэн дээр танаа сугыг дамжуулаад жил гаруй болж байна. Маш амжилттай явж байгаа. Манайхыг үздэг, манай хэрэгжсэн энэ сууганд их таатай, дуртай байдаг.
Энийг үзснээр манай үзэгч нар маш их сэтгэл дүүрэн, баярж талархсанаа илэрхийлсэн. Сүүлийн үед энэ багшийн одоо энэ сурталчилгааны үр дүнд монголчууд бас цагаа болонд их орж байгаа гэх баярлж байгаа.
Энэ хооронд бол тий монголчууддаа энэ сайхан гэгээлэг телевизийг хүргэж тий хүмүүст эрг хамгийн сайхан тийм эрг мэдээллийг өгч байгаадаа бол их таатай байдаг.
Our warm congratulations, directors of Mongolian cable television stations and providers, on your recognition from Supreme Master Ching Hai. Also, our sincere appreciation for making it possible for more people to access Supreme Master Television. May heaven bless you with continued success in serving the pure-hearted Mongolian citizens.
In cultural news, the United Arab Emirates offers Me and My Family Summer Program. Her Royal Highness,
Princess Haya bint Al Hussein,
is leading the initiative in Dubai, in which recreation, sports, and educational entertainment activities are provided for children and their families at no cost. Ongoing until August 7, 2010, the project includes a neighborhood fun park with sports such as football and water soccer. In addition, a mobile inflatable tent gives youngsters the opportunity to take part in games, magic, and cartoon shows, and more. Our respectful thankfulness, Your Royal Highness
Princess Haya bint Al Hussein,
for your care of the gracious citizens of Dubai. May many children and families derive much enjoyment from your marvelous summer offerings. Up next on Noteworthy News, Malaysian students invent a low-cost flood alarm. We'll take a drink of fresh juice and come back soon. Please stay tuned for more revitalizing news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, foresighted news for an intelligent world. In invention news, Malaysian high school students create an affordable flood alarm. Yong Wern, Chu Ming Han and Dominic Tae Shang Siong of Penang designed FloodWarn to be placed in drains around a home. The device, built at a cost of $15, has a buzzer which sounds when flood levels become dangerous. The young creators were awarded the best invention in both the Asian and Malaysian Young Inventors competitions, held at the 21st International Invention, Innovation and Technology Exhibition 2010. A hearty congratulations, Wong Yung Wern, Chu Ming Han and Dominic Tae Shan Siong, for your recognition. May many lives be protected through the use of this caring innovation.
Let's enjoy a joke told in Guarani, a language spoken mainly in Paraguay, entitled Real Concern.
Petén jasiba oje no y poja no jaramba pojape, poja no jara o porandu chupe, va de pan de puapuico anga, jasiba hei, ababendo penay xereje, poja no jara pua de tejei, en bojasa xe peba de legua.
And now for our viewers' heartline on marvelous masala dosa from southern India on vegetarianism, the noble way of living.
I used to have it as breakfast. I love it. Niels from the Netherlands.
Amiable Niels, nice to hear from you. The vegan Indian dish masala dosa is so delicious for breakfast, lunch, dinner, or even a snack. Enjoy with heaven's blessings.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to Heartline at SupremeMasterTV.com, the address on your screen, or visit SupremeMasterTV.com/Heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
Now we say Domnezeu Bine Cuvanteza, which means God bless in Romanian.
May your life be graced with nobility, wisdom, and love.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Azerbaijani President Ilham Aliyev receives visiting Portuguese Minister of Foreign Affairs Luis Amado with fruitful discussions leading to pledges of expanded bilateral relations and the signing of a visa-free agreement between the two countries.
A 900-year-old drain system from the Song Dynasty of China saves the residents of the ancient city of Guangzhou from recent torrential floods.
Lufthansa Airlines offer animal companion travelers a luxurious animal lounge at the airline's main Frankfurt, Germany airport.
The Egyptian Red Crescent Society transfers approximately 2,000 pounds of humanitarian aid from a Libyan ship, which will be transported by land to benefit residents of Gaza, Palestine.
Archaeologists in Turkey find a 12th century Byzantine church 6 meters below ground level at the site of the ancient city of Myra, with its original structure and many of the roof tiles still intact.
Ecuador's Planning and Development Minister René Ramirez reports that unemployment has been reduced and poverty is at its lowest since 2006, with 425,000 residents who have risen above the poverty level.
During the annual Russian-German Forum in Ekaterinburg, Russia, representatives from both countries signed several cooperation agreements in fields such as public health, energy, and microelectronics, among others.
Inspired by Brazil, the state government of Miranda in Venezuela launches a zero-hunger program to supply 7,500 lowest-income households with vouchers that can be exchanged for building materials, food packages, healthcare, and other necessities.
In Abu Dhabi, United Arab Emirates, the Al Ain Center for Music in the World of Islam preserves cultural heritage through its research and collection of musical traditions from Islamic communities across the globe.
Academy Award-winning American actor Sean Penn asked the U.S. Congress to pass the Healthy School Meal Act of 2010, a bill seeking to provide children with more fruits, vegetables, grains, and vegetarian options in lunches provided by schools.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/NWN.